make sure you check out Six and Road, the Six and Road show, every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, where we discuss various topics, important news, entertainment news. If it's important to you, it's important to us.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to 6 Hours Radio Motivational Monday. That's right. And we're going to have a great show today. I want to say congratulations to Prince Harry and the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. They just had a baby boy, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Yep. So while we wait for the illustrious host, Mr. John McClug, to come on and join us, we'll be talking about the royal arrival. Okay, for some reason, my laptop's not working right for me to open up mics. I don't know what's going on. Let's try it another way. Okay. And also, we can't be... I wanted to have a debate, a discussion about potato salad because my cousin shared a picture of someone who posted that they made potato salad. And the potato salad was in a pan, with so it was about, I would say, about 5-6 potatoes in a pan on top of some salad. And they said that it was potato salad. So right there, that should tell you that the person ain't black. Or maybe they could be black. I'm just saying they could be black. It just means they wasn't taught how to make potato salad, or because they separated the word potato with the salad and then put it back together and thought it was, oh, you take a regular salad and add potatoes to it, and that's potato salad. No, that's not potato salad. That is not potato salad. So, if you don't know how to cook, please stay out of the kitchen. Stick to what you're good at. Stay out of the kitchen if you don't know how to cook. Because when I looked at that picture, I said, I would not eat at that person's house. Because that lets me know you don't know how to cook. Something basic as potato salad. And that everything else you probably cook, you probably might make somebody sick eating your food. So, no. And I'm going to open up, let's see if I can open up Six's mic right now. Okay, I'm trying to open. There we go. Got one mic open. Okay. Your mic is open, John.
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening. How you doing?
Good evening,
I'm
good,
good
evening. How's it going?
All is well.
Okay. So did you hear what I said about potato salad?
For who?
No, so I saw a picture. So the person posted to Facebook that they made potato salad, but it's actually boiled potatoes on top of a bed of lettuce, and they called it potato salad.
Oh, my God. I guess in a roundabout way, that could be correct.
But if you Google, well, if you look up potato salad as a recipe, it's not the way the black folks make it.
No, not at all.
Because the one I just looked up, they said it was the best potato salad recipe. And then the picture, as the garnish, you know, as the garnish, we put paprika as the garnish. They had dill, fresh dill, as the garnish on the potato salad. It was onions in there. It was pickles, but not relish. It was celery in there. And it was celery seeds. There was no green pepper or nothing, or relish. It was chopped up pickles, they said, to put in there.
Bro, it could have been a gag.
No, it's
it could
a
have
real
been a
recipe.
Gag.
It's not a gag, it's a real recipe.
It's a real, well, I mean, that's some unique potato
and
salad.
And you know how we do the mayonnaise, the mustard, the relish, and our seasonings. They called it a dressing to put over the potatoes.
Well, like I said, it could be the twist of 2019 new potato salad. I don't know. I've never heard of it being prepared like that, but hey, you never know. But I know last year, around Thanksgiving, a lot of people were doing gags, you know, tricking their mom and grandmothers, saying that they just microwaved a turkey. And a lot of people was, like, taking pictures of, like, just a microwave, taking a turkey out the microwave. But it was a gag, you know, joke. So, I don't know.
Oh, don't do that. Uh-uh.
Yeah, a lot of parents was getting pissed. Yeah.
We can't cook, stay out of the kitchen.
Yep. That's about the size of it. How's it going, John?
I think he put himself on mute. His mic is
okay.
Open. I think he put himself on mute.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, how's it going?
All is well. I am doing good. Actually on the road, leaving a big meeting for Stone Press, Georgia. So, but I'm always ready, bro.
All right. You've been in a lot of meetings lately. You was in a meeting last time. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and actually, the last meeting I was in reference to a couple of the businesses that I do, which is with the apparel company, and my videography and photography business. So it was the introduction, and this evening was being invited to a State of the City message by the mayor of Stonecrest, someone that I'll be doing some business with, I'm sure, down the road through a special invitation. So. All in, so it's a good thing.
That's great. Congratulations. And we will have the wallet and sunglasses in the next rollout of products, correct?
I'm working on those right as we speak. The sunglasses, I'm not sure, but the wallet definitely.
Okay. All right. Cool. Great. Well, our phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Preston 1 is joining the conversation. Motivational Monday, 6 Eyes Radio Network with John McClung.
And, of course, I always am excited and honored to do Motivational Mondays, and this Monday is no different. And, you know, as I get an opportunity to think throughout the week and also share information and receive information, you know, I always wonder what would individuals need to hear, you know, not necessarily want to hear, but something that they need to hear on Monday that they didn't necessarily hear on Sunday. And this platform gives us an opportunity to do that on Motivational Mondays, to kind of have a new word or a new thought that can take you not only through the remainder of the week, but maybe the remainder of the month, and sometimes even the remainder of the year. And so today, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about is, you know, I thought I was going to bring one of my words and acronyms, and tonight I was like, no, I'm going to do something different. And I just want to talk about five five things that individuals must do and understand in reference to their purpose, maybe their life in general, because a lot of times these five things, you know, we struggle with because we don't necessarily know how to follow them in order and definitely from a principle and a process. And so I just want to talk about the five vitamin D's, you know, the five D's in life for your purpose. And these five things, I believe, that many of us have heard, but maybe not have put them all together, you know, in reference to the things that are important to our life, the things that we may be undecided about, and we don't know which way to go. And so I just want to share these with the audience this evening, because I think it's going to be important. You know, we're getting ready to go into the second half of the year, and maybe you didn't accomplish some of the things that you wanted to do or you wanted to, you know, achieve as far as a goal, maybe, you know, maybe part of your vision, maybe a passion, or, you know, maybe something that was extremely important to you because you didn't do this particular process. And so I just want to share the five vitamins that you need in your life when it comes to your purpose, your passion, your mission, your dream, your vision. And I believe that if you think of these, you know, like I do, and they've helped me through my life, I'm praying that you'll understand why I'm sharing this, you know, at this particular moment, because there's somebody, I am sure, because I was that person at one time, that might be struggling, might be challenged with how to move forward in their personal, professional, business, family, financial, some of the areas of their life, and they haven't done these five things. So these are the five things. The first thing that you must do is you should have the first D, which is desire. There is a scripture that says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And there are individuals who may not even understand what they desire, because a lot of times we think of wants, we think of needs, we think of things we got to have, but we don't often think of what do you actually desire? What is it in you that you want to do so badly that you can't even breathe without it? You can't even sleep. Maybe sometimes not even eat, because it's so deeply embedded in you to do. And yet, that desire, you haven't moved on it because you really haven't recognized that it's a desire yet. And the moment you realize the desire of your heart, see, the word delight means to pamper, to take care of, to enjoy. And so what is it that you want to take care of? What is it that you want to pamper and enjoy in your life as a desire? Now, there are many things that you can possibly say that you desire. But once you have that one specific thing in your life that you desire, you will do everything in your power to make it happen. If you are not in line with doing everything in your power to make it happen, it may not be your deep, delighted desire. And because it may not be a desire, then that might be why you're struggling. That might be why you may be off track. That might be why you're wandering and aimlessly not knowing what you're supposed to do in life. And that could be now as a young person or even as an older person. You just haven't figured it out because you don't know, recognize, you have not recognized what your desire is. I think that it is extremely important to recognize that, because it is the first step for you to move forward in what it is that you are purposed, tasked, and assigned to do in life. And so that first vitamin D is desire. Now, once you do that, once you are blessed enough to find out what your desire is, the second vitamin D is to decide. See, there's a point in life where you have to decide to do what you desire to do. There are individuals who have talked to others who, you know, dream about certain things, and they will not decide to do it. But, you know, all the talk that you do about, oh, I wish I was doing this, or I'm going to do this, and all the other things that go along with not making it happen, it's not happening because you haven't made the choice to decide to do it. You haven't made the decision to do what you desire to do. See, here's something I know for a fact. The moment that you recognize your desire and you decide to do it, the universe will open up and provide the opportunity for you to do it. But see, it's never going to give you that attraction, what they call the law of attraction. It's never going to do it if you're trying to go here and there. If you don't know if you're going to the left and to the right, you're hot, you're cold, you know, until you decide, I am going to do this particular thing that I desire, that's when the doors begin to slowly open for you. Now, does it happen right away? No. Nothing happens right away. And if it does, it's going to happen too quick where you don't enjoy it, where you don't enjoy the journey. See, something that you desire and you decide to do it, there's going to be some challenges that go along with it. There's going to be some struggles, some obstacles, because it's going to test to see if you really are deciding to do that particular desire that you have in your heart. So you have to decide in life which direction you're going to go in. You have to decide in life right and wrong. You have to decide the good and the bad. And you definitely have to decide what is your desire, and are you going to pursue it, or are you going to always be that individual, that I wish individual? Or maybe you might be, I won't even say that. You'll understand this, though. There are some individuals who never decided to do what they desire to do or what they love to do. And the world missed out on what they chose not to decide to do, and they took it to the grave with them. The most richest real estate in the world, the cemetery. And many individuals took some of the greatest inventions, some of the best written books, some of the greatest recipes, some of the most talented in music, didn't decide to do what they desired, and left us hanging because they took it with them through death. Don't be that individual that is sitting on the fence talking about, I want to do something, because you desire it and you haven't decided to do it. And you don't leave it here on earth. You take it with you. Don't be selfish, because the world is waiting on what you decide to do and the desire of it. So that's the second thing. When you find out what your desire is, decide to do it. Third thing, the third vitamin. Once you decide to do it, dedicate yourself to it. That third vitamin D. See, dedication shows your commitment. There are a lot of individuals who did the first two, and they have done some diligent, dedicated work. See, it took dedication to have the Six Eyes radio show and the blog talk. Did this happen? Individuals desired to do it, decided to do it, and dedicated themselves to it. And so there are many things that we have seen throughout life where individuals have dedicated themselves, which means they didn't quit just because they took a hit or something didn't work out right or the family wasn't supporting you. See, it's not theirs. What you desire is not anybody else's desire. What you decide to do, nobody else is making that decision. See, when you get to the dedication part, then you're telling the truth about what it is you want to do in life, what you're assigned, what you're tasked to do, what your purpose to do. It all shows in your dedication. because you're going to do the late night work. You're going to get up early. You're going to read. You're going to study. You're going to become an expert in it, whatever the passion or the desire that you have. You're going to do the research. You're going to take the bumps and the bruises. You know, the ridicule. People are going to be saying, oh, why are you doing that? That ain't going to work, but it ain't for them to worry about. It's your decision. It's your desire. It's you that's being dedicated to that particular thing you choose to do. And so when you're dedicated, hard work comes involved. And sometimes the situation is not always going to go your way. But when you realize that after a particular amount of time of your dedication, if things begin to work out, some things become easier in reference to what you desire to do. You see, all things are possible to whom that believes. So when you believe in your desire or your passion, your purpose, the dedication to that is your faith and your belief in it. See, what you see determines what you say. What you say determines where you stay. Where you stay determines the level of your faith, and the level of your faith determines the level of your belief. And if you believe in your desire and you are dedicated to it, it will begin to come to pass. And so that third thing that you must do is dedicate yourself to it. In the times where your back is against the wall and other things are falling apart and it doesn't look like it's going to happen, dedicate yourself. Commit to it. Because if you don't, the universe is not going to respond. But if you do, you will see things begin to open up because it knows that you really want to do it. And so things become attracted to you. You know, it's amazing that the moment you begin to practice something over and over and over and over and over, and you become dedicated to you, it begins to get easier and easier. You begin to believe it more and more. And so as you move in whatever the choice of life you want to do as far as your desire, whatever that passion is, you know, whatever you see as a vision, you know, be dedicated. Be dedicated in your personal life. Be dedicated when you get up in the morning. Get up on time. Go to work on time. Be dedicated. Be dedicated to your family. You know, if you have a specific time or set of time that you get together and you communicate, be dedicated in your relationships if you're in one. You know, be dedicated in business. See, there are certain things that you can do on a day-to-day basis that shows your dedication. Now, if you're an individual who is employed and you get up every day and you're 5 minutes late, you ain't dedicated to it. You know, if you're in a relationship and you never talk, you ain't dedicated to it. You have to do things on a personal basis as well. You got to be dedicated to those things for them to come to life. And so once you find your desire and you decide to do it, dedicate yourself to it. The fourth thing, when you begin to dedicate yourself, be determined. See, a lot of times, even though you're dedicated, you can, again, run up against certain things and it affects your determination. See, you know, you can look at individuals who might be on a track. I had some great friends that were amazing track and field individuals. And the determination, once they realized that their athleticism was in track because of their speed and their endurance and durability. See, it wasn't really when they got on the track that was the determination. It wasn't when they were in the race that showed their determination. It wasn't even if they won that showed their determination. It was when they were practicing, when they were out there on the field late at night or by themselves when nobody else was around. And they were doing the things, the sprints, doing the exercises, the stretches, when nobody was watching, was when determination was shown. The result of determination was them winning their race. The result of determination was seeing them raise their hands. See, in our life, the result of determination is when you are showing that you're a winner. Not the determination itself. It's always when you can't be seen is really when you are supposed to show your determination. Because no one is going to say, oh, he was determined, you know, based on what they see eventually, because they don't know the work you put in. See, now, if they're out there doing the work with you, they can say, now, I know why that's individual one, because day in and day out, they were determined to do what it was they said they were, what they desired to do. I don't care what area of expertise or whatever you choose to do it in. See, you know, to be a book writer, an author, see, the book itself is the result when you get it published. But see, the determination is when you're sitting there and you're struggling because you're having writer's cramp, or you can't think of what to put on the paper, but yet you begin to write one word at a time. See, that's determination. And then the one word becomes a sentence, and then the sentence becomes a paragraph, and then the paragraph becomes a page, and then the page becomes a chapter. That's determination. And the result is individuals reading it and being blessed by it. See, that's why you have to go through those steps. You've got to have a desire and decide and then dedicate yourself to it and then be determined to make it happen. See, it's all those steps. And then the last step, because, see, when you're determined to do something, it's recognizable. See, it even shows on your face because you got this particular focus on getting it done. That's the determination. And yeah, you and that dedication and determination go together, because you can dedicate yourself to something and say, I'm really, really going to do this, and don't do it at all. You're not determined to do it. And then you fail. And see, sometimes we think failure is bad. You see, failure shows that you're trying to do something. And even if you do it over and over, eventually the experiences from failure shows you're learning something. And then when you start getting the experiences from failure because you're learning something, eventually you'll get good at it. And then it'll start falling in line with dedication and determination, because everybody's not fast on the track. They got to do some work, and eventually they'll start running. They might come in fourth place one time because they're getting stronger and faster. And then the next thing, after all the determining work on the field, and after late nights or with the team and they're starting to get better and their techniques get better, the next thing they're in second place, and they're right there, not too far behind the individual that they're determined to be. And a lot of times, there are certain things that we put in front of us as visually that we're determined to have because we desire it. There are certain individuals, myself, as a speaker, that I am determined to be as good as, if not better, because they've been doing it for some time and they have the professionalism. They have the following. And so you have to have a particular guideline in reference to a desire or being dedicated and determined, because there's always going to be that one or two individuals that might be slightly better, and they give you an opportunity to work harder to gain up on them, and determination helps you pass them. And so that determination, which gets a really good kick from dedication to move forward, you got to have it. You got to be determined when people turn their back on you. You got to be determined when it gets tiresome. You got to be determined when you're not thinking straight and it just seems all frustration. You know, you got to be determined when all of these things around you are going crazy. You're getting pulled from left to right, or you're losing focus. You're drifting. We talked about that. You know, sometimes your determination is the very thing that keeps you going through the finish line. But here's the last part of this. See, when you are an individual who understands that you have this specific desire in life, or you, and then you recognize that desire and you begin to decide that, yes, I'm going to do this. I really want to do this. I'm going to make the decision to do it. And then you begin to dedicate yourself. You know, you begin to put in the time, the effort. You begin, your attitude changes towards it. You begin to recognize and you see it because it's starting to come to life. And then some determination kicks in. You know, you're starting to, you know, you took the baton from dedication and started running with it with determination. And you're getting closer and closer to the finish line of this particular thing. Or you're building it up so that it gets better and better. See, the last thing you have to do is that last vitamin D, you got to deliver. See, all them other four are amazing. But it really won't be recognized until you do the last thing, which is deliver. See, a lot of individuals have delivered. There's some great books. There's some great programs. There's some great shows. There are a lot of individuals who went from vitamin D1 to vitamin D5, which is from desire to deliver. See, I always talk about a lot of individuals will walk into a terminal. See, when you go into a terminal, which is an airport terminal, the only reason you go into the terminal is because you've already created a desire to go somewhere. Then you've made the decision to go there because you got a ticket. And then the next thing is you're dedicated to it. Why? Because you start packing. You start thinking of ideas, you know, what you want to do. You start, you know, charting out stuff. Then you determine. Why are you determined? Because you basically are getting to that terminal. And you've been talking about, I got this time, vacation time. You know, ain't nothing going to be in the way. I need this trip. And so now you're in the airport. And the way that you know you've delivered is because you get on the plane. You go wheels up. And then the next thing is wheels down. And you are where you say you were going. And many times there are individuals who come up to the terminal curb and don't go in the terminal because they have not decided to go on the trip. And so for many of us, when you begin to deliver, I love the fact that a parallel travel with life, you know, you can go sometimes and you get in the terminal, you walk up to the, you know, to the gate you're going to, and you're looking in the window, you see this plane sitting on the runway. It hasn't moved yet. And it's, you know, it's out there in the wheel and the engine is just going. And you might ask the question, wait a second, how did that plane get on the runway? And many of us have to ask ourselves, how do we go from desire to deliver? And see, if you've never seen it happen, I used to work for the airline out on the runways, on the tarmac. And we have this apparatus called the tug. And a tug connects to the front of the airplane. Because, see, an airplane cannot back itself up. And there are many times in our life that we have to have help to understand how to go from desire to deliver. And when you see the tug, see, there's a tug on everybody's life. Because they are purposed and designed to do something specific here on earth. And if you don't understand your tug, like the airplane, if a tug does not connect to the front of an airplane, it will never, ever leave the gate. And some of us have not left the gate yet because we haven't decided to let the tug push us to the runway. So when you see a plane on the runway, the tug has done its job. It has connected. It has moved that plane from the gate and placed it on the runway. And here's the other part. The only time a tug can detach from a plane is when the tower says all systems are go. See, when your source, which is the Lord, when he says, I think that individual might be ready based on the desire that they've chosen in life and they recognize the decision to actually do it, then they started dedicating themselves. I've seen the work, the faith and belief they put in. And they've been determined because they understand that all things are possible to whom that believes. And if you ask, you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. That's determination. Because if you don't ask and you don't knock, you'll never get anything, any doors open. And so when the source and the Lord begins to recognize that, He can send a word down and say, okay, the tug has done his job on that individual. I'm going to remove the tug now so that that individual with the engines running. See, even though the plane is not moving, the engines are still going. And that means something in the background is happening. You may not even know it, but something in life is happening for you so that you can get off the runway. See, in order for the tug to be removed off of the desire that you have, the runway has to be clear. And that means there are some things in your life that have to be cleared out. That could be old relationships. That could be friends. That could be things that's been plaguing you. That could be something, someone you need to forgive and let go of, or forgive and begin a better relationship. There's some stuff in the closet, some cluttering on the runway that you need to be clearing up so that you can take off, so that you can deliver. See, a plane, when it's on the runway, it's got people in it who have a desire to go somewhere, and they decided to do it, and they're on the plane, and they're dedicated. They're sitting in them seats on the runway waiting for it to take off, and they're determined to get to their destination. And when that plane starts to go down the runway, it's in the process of delivering. And that's what it is for you in life. You got to go through that process so that you can deliver on what you desire, no matter what it is. If it's music, deliver by singing or writing. If it's coaching, find some clients or some individuals that you can help. Volunteer. If it's a teacher, come with a curriculum that can help the young people or the old people, whoever you're teaching. Whatever it might be, you got to understand. You got to deliver. One of my favorite dudes it used to be in the gym in basketball. He used to shoot hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shots before practice, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shots during practice, and hundreds of shots after practice when people were gone, because he knew eventually there was going to be a moment in a big game that hit all of them shots was going to give him an opportunity to deliver. And one of those moments happened in the playoffs at an inopportune time when they needed it. And he got this pass from Chris Bosh in the corner and just rose up and shot one of those shots he had been shooting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And didn't hear nothing but net because he had already done the other steps and he was ready to deliver. And that was Ray Allen in a championship game. And so for you, all of you who hear this, eventually either live or recording, you're champion. But you only can show your championship pedigree if you deliver. And there have been individuals who say they're champions and get in the ring and get knocked out because it wasn't their desire to be a champion. They didn't decide to be a champion. They didn't dedicate themselves to be a champion. They were not determined to be a champion. And they certainly didn't deliver because they're laying on their back taking a 10 count. Don't let that be you. Don't be the one who wants to say a particular thing. And I'm pointing the finger at me too. You don't deliver. Because individuals will not judge you by your desire. They will judge you by your delivery. Because they won't see it until it's delivered. They'll act like they see the work you're doing, but the work don't mean anything because it's no different sometimes than sitting on the runway. And in our lives sometimes, We're sitting on the runway in a holding pattern, and people are talking about it. They're saying, oh, I thought you said you was going to do this, and oh, you said you was going to do that. Oh, I thought you were going to have this, and you were going to have that. And we get uncomfortable because we've desired to do a specific thing, and we started dedicating and made the decision to do it, and we determined, and yet we have not delivered yet because our patience is being tested. See, when people are, and this is so funny, when people are sitting on a plane on the runway because their flight might have been delayed a little, not denied, but delayed, see, they're in there uncomfortable. They got to be patient on where they're being designed and destined to go. See, they made the choice and decision to go there, but sometimes they're in a holding pattern. Sometimes you sitting out there on a runway like, man, when are we leaving? When do we get to take off? And some of us, I know it was me too. I was like, Lord, when will I get a chance to take off? I'm doing this, this, and this, and I'm still on the runway with the engines running. I'm still wondering when I'm going to go down the runway and begin to get in the air. But I know that as long as the engines are running, I'm not stuck. I'm just delayed. And sometimes being delayed can save you from some amazing things. So even though what you desire to do, you might be struggling from the mere fact it's not happening fast enough. It's not supposed to happen fast enough. There's a process because there are going to be things that you will be tested and tried in, like your patience, your tolerance, your long suffering, your love, your sound. See if you got a sound mind. You know, there are so many different things that are going to be tested on that path to your desire and destiny that you will understand that journey is necessary sometimes to sit on the runway and be patient so that when all that clutter is moved and you've attained some of those things that have allowed you to take off, when that tug removes itself and you see it pull away and let you know, okay, you can now take off, and you begin to hear the engines rear up, and you can hear the engines begin to push you forward. Because now it's time for you to deliver on what you said you desire to do. So I just want to encourage every individual who hears this, desire to do something, then decide to do it. Make the decision to do it. Then dedicate yourself to it, no matter what it is. It could be great or small. Sometimes he that is faithful in the dedication in little will be faithful in the dedication with much. And so even if it's working with your family on a project that may seem to them minute, and yet when you begin to work with them and be dedicated to it, it becomes great. See, there's a lot of little things we overlook and we don't pay attention to it because we don't understand that it's part of the desire that we have. Because you won't recognize all of the intricacies and smaller things and things that you would just go by and not pay attention to it until you recognize what your desire is. And then when you do, you'll understand why it's so important to make a decision, because that is when the key is put into the ignition. It may not turn yet, but you're at least putting the key in the ignition. And then when you begin to be dedicated to it, you can see the process and the progress in you, how you change, how your habits change, how your attitude changes, how your character changes, how your integrity changes, based on you being determined to do what you have been designed and called to do, and you've dedicated yourself to it, and you desire it, and you've decided, and now you have the opportunity to deliver. ladies and gentlemen, we're waiting on you to deliver. We're waiting on you to deliver that song, deliver that book that's in you, deliver that food you've been trying to cook, deliver that business. Some individuals are waiting to deliver that relationship that you've been working on or you've been praying for, or a class you've been wanting to take, or maybe you've been trying to get your degree and you've been struggling because you ain't made the decision to go get it. And delivering is walking across the stage. There'll be a lot of individuals this month walking across the stage because they had the desire to get an education. And they are now going to deliver by walking across the stage and getting that degree, that diploma, whatever it may be. See, there's something that you envision from step one to step five. That vitamin D1, that vitamin D5, that vitamin of desire versus the vitamin of delivery, and all the other vitamins in between. So you got to take some vitamin D. It ain't the sun. It's the S-O-N vitamin, not the S-U-N vitamin. See, that what the Lord gives you is that is the vitamins you need. And you must, on a consistent basis, take your vitamins every day. Me, you may not have even known you needed them. Now you do. You can't say, oh, I don't know what vitamins to take. Well, take your vitamin Ds, your vitamins of desire and decision, determination and dedication, and then delivery. And I say to you, if you understand and hear at the sound of my voice, knowing that every day here forward, because you have no excuse if you hear this, that when you begin to rest from a standpoint of just taking some time to sit and think about what you want to do, what you desire to do, because you can pamper it. It's something that is going to be so precious to you that you take care of it, that you guard it with your life, that you don't share with everybody. See, when you get a desire, you don't share it with everybody from a verbal standpoint, because not everybody's going to take care of it. They're not going to believe in it. Some people will try and hurt it. So that means it's between you and the Lord. That's why he says, delight yourself in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. And it is with an S. And so as we look at life in the rest of this year, personally, professionally, business, whatever it may come to you as, be willing to find out what your desire is. Understand that you got to decide if it's something you want to do. Don't play around. If you are letting life go by and something is in your system you really desire to do and you're not doing it, you're cheating us. You're cheating your family. You're cheating yourself, you're cheating your community, and you're cheating the world. Decide to do it. Then dedicate yourself to it. Make it happen. Do it. Ask people if you don't know. Read, find information on it. But just dedicate yourself to making it happen, and then be determined to see it happen. Combine those two vitamins, because you're going to need determination when you make the decision and become dedicated to it. Because there's going to be days, there's going to be a lot of days that you will not want to get up and do what you desire to do. There's going to be those days that you come off of your 9 to 5, and then your 5 to 9 is what you need to use for what you desire to do. And there are going to be weekends, there are going to be nights you don't go to bed till 1 or 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You get up at 5 or 6 or 8 because you are determined to make it happen. Because, see, desire is not a job. That's not a desire. See, desire is something that takes you away from a job, because it's something that you can build on, because it's been given to you from a spiritual standpoint. See, a job is something that you can go out and anybody can get a job. Not everybody has a desire. And not only everybody, when they did, those who do, they don't always see it to delivery. It takes a special kind of individual to go through those vitamins all the way through to make it happen. And so if you're that individual and you have made that decision to do something specific in life, and you're determined to do it, or you're dedicated, then deliver, y'all. Let the world see who you are, what it is that you desire to do, what it is you dedicate yourself to. Because, again, don't be an individual who has this great purpose, this great dream, this great vision, and you know it, you have it, and you don't take your vitamins. And then the world has to watch you take it to the grave because you didn't allow us to be a part of it. This is John McClung with another Motivational Monday on Blog Talk Radio Show with Six Eyes and Road. And again, those are the vitamins that you need to take. Vitamin D, five of them. Desire, decision, dedication, determination, and delivery. Use them. I don't care what flavor drink you take with them, but make sure you take your vitamins. And I'll talk to you next week.
Excellent, as always. Thank you, sir. What a way to start Monday off. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can everybody take those vitamins? Everybody. Amen. Share this show. Great message.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. You know me. It's Monday. You know I'm good. I'm getting ready for it.
Overflow. So you join him on Facebook Live, and it's going to be another powerful message as well. So tune in to that. John McClung. Thank you, sir, and we'll see you in the Overflow.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. So check him out, the Overflow, right after this, the Overflow with John McClung. The Road. Okay, Road, wake up.
I am here, yes.
Okay. So the baby is here. And they said he's going to be the seventh in command. Really? You tap dancing?
What?
What was that noise?
I was turning the volume up so I can hear you.
Yes, so that's the first baby. So she's excited, and that's a good thing.
Yes, the baby's in seventh command, so was Queen Elizabeth.
Now, you say 7 pounds, 3 pounds, that's a pretty heavy baby.
Yep.
I'm sure they're happy. They're happy for Six Radio Network. That's a beautiful thing. We had a beautiful day today, 74 degrees here in the city of Ohio, home of the Six Eyes Music Studio Productions and Six Eyes Radio Network. And it's a great day. So I hope everybody got out and got some fresh air. Yep. Tomorrow, we're going to be cold again. So that's interesting.
Yep, that's a problem.
Yep.
That's how people catch pneumonia.
Right. So definitely make sure you share this show with your friends. And join us every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, for Motivational Monday with John McClung on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And our phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. We want to say our prayers to Russia. They had a plane crash, casualties. And just want to say prayers to the world because that covers everybody. You know, as it gets hot outside, things tend to get crazy. So we definitely don't want the unnecessary occurrences happening. Please make sure you like the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at Six Eyes Six. That is SIXEYES, and digit number 6. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern, join us for Six in the Road on the Six Eyes Radio Network and Road to Stardom Network. Put this number in your phone, 347-202-0318, and join us tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Six in the Road. And like the Six in the Road Facebook page. And definitely want to say hello to the BWE crew. Hello to all y'all. All right. So what we got next?
Nothing.
Someone sounds sleepy.
No one's sleepy is the point that this is Motivational Monday. We got motivated.
Well, the goal is to carry it on throughout the week.
Right.
So make sure you do that.
But what I'm saying is we got motivated. Tonight's motivation was basically to follow your dreams.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is, just follow it. Follow your dreams. Don't let your dreams die. Like Steve Harvey says, take the jump. Jump.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever your purpose is in life, take that jump.
Mm-hmm. Great, great, great. All right, well, on that note, we're going to say good night, and we'll see you tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Six on the Road. Good night. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Peace, one love, everybody. I'll be back on 11 p.m. with the Indie Experience. I'm Rolling Stardom Radio. You just tuned in to Motivational Monday on Six Eyes Radio.